This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we're going to talk about politics and money tonight. Isn't that uncomfortable and icky? We'll do that. We're going to talk about you voted for this, why they're passing ceasefire resolutions out there, and some possibly not so great bank news, illegals, people living paycheck to paycheck, and a fat influencer can't fit in the hotel shower. All that, many emails, so much more. Might even have some laughs and some stories tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And you should know before we get going that I'm pretty fond of telling Chris and Michael before the show starts that we're getting ready to begin the award-winning Jesse Kelly Show. I am aware whenever I say that, that the show hasn't won any awards per se. But you should know that I am going to do essentially what the government does, and I'm simply going to create an award and give it to myself at some point this year if we don't receive an award otherwise. What, Chris? It doesn't matter. This is what they do. So let's describe what I'm talking about, what they do. Forget about the awards. Have you ever, there are terms, I'm not going to go through the economic terms of it, but of buying your way up a supply chain ladder. And here's kind of what I mean. You're Amazon. Amazon's a great example of it. This is going to come to the communists and what they do and a technique they use. So we'll get to that. Just stay with me. If you're Amazon, you begin, they began, what? It's kind of a one-stop mall online, buy your stuff here, and we'll get it to you. And how would they get it to you? Well, you could buy someone else's stuff. Okay, so I would buy Jewish producer Chris's bagels. He makes some bagels. He puts them in the Amazon marketplace. I can go to Amazon, and I can get Chris's bagels. Amazon will get a hold of UPS. Hey, UPS, we go pick up Jewish producer Chris's bagels and deliver them to Jesse. And that's how it would work. They go get Chris's bagels. They'd use a different company. They'd deliver it to me. And Amazon started to figure out, wait a minute, we could make more money. Wait, what if we, I mean, yeah, we could still sell Chris's bagels. What if we make our own bagels too? We'll have Amazon bagels. They've just cut out the money they had to pay Chris for his bagels. And we all know Chris would have gotten himself a good deal out of Amazon. So that's money they saved. Okay, so now they take care of their own bagels. But wait. Why are we calling UPS? Why are we calling FedEx? Why don't we just start our own delivery truck thing too? Then we can cut out the middleman there. And now you see Amazon trucks all over the place. Essentially just purchasing each new step in the ladder up the supply chain to keep more control and more profit for yourself. That's what communists do so well and have done so well in this country. They institutionalize their agenda to make it separate from elections. To make it, I should say, safe from elections. That's their goal. Remember, always remember this. The communist lies at all times. You know that, right? He lies like he breathes. The issue is never the issue. He is constantly lying about his stances on things. Lie, lie, lie at all times. But why is he lying? Why is he taught to lie? Why is it a base stance for him? A base state of mind, I should say. Why? Because he knows it's not popular. Do you think any American Democrat could stand up in front of you right now and say, hey, I want the border wide open? Why? Well, a couple of different reasons. I want to flood my district full of illegals. That way I never get kicked out of office, and I don't care about the people in my district anyway, so let's flood it with illegals. That's one. Two, I hate America, and I understand these illegals, they're going to bring in more crime and drugs, and they'll tell you they'll use up social services and they'll help burn it down. So that's why I want illegals. So you never hear that from a Democrat ever. Even Joe Biden, I'll secure the border, right? So they lie at all times. They lie because what they want is unpopular, and they have always known it. The Bolsheviks during the revolution, they knew what they wanted would not be popular. That's why they have written. There are a million examples of this on video. They've been caught on camera. They write it in letters to each other, always with the same basic gist. We can't let them know what we're doing. We can't let them know what we're doing. So they lie. That's also why they build their sick religion into culture. They weave it into our culture. They weave it into our institutions. Then they don't have to stress as much about you going out and punishing them at the ballot box. That's why they do what they do. Here's John Kerry at the World Economic Forum. This is a man who understands they've taken this sick genocidal religion of climate change and they've woven it into the fabric of America so they don't have to sit around and stress if Trump beats Biden.
It's absolutely critical that we accelerate. I am convinced beyond any doubt that because of the decisions being made in the marketplace now, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, even if I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you. No one politician anywhere in the world can undo what is happening now. The marketplace is doing this. And the only issue for all of us is not whether or not we can get or will get.
No politician can undo it. We've woven it in, working their way up the supply chain ladder of a society to ensure their evil goals are not, well, touchable by you. And they do this to great effect, and they use this to great effect in a million different ways. You remember Tara Reid? You may probably forget the name. Most people do. Tara Reid used to work for Joe Biden. Tara Reid came forward before the election. Chris, don't make that hand motion. She came forward before the election. No, Chris, they weren't having an affair. I don't think they were having an affair. Chris, why do you have to ask details like this? She came forward before the election and made some really, really ugly accusations against Joe Biden and how he assaulted her. Accusations I'm not going to talk about in detail here. There are kids listening to the show. And as bad as I am, this is a family show. Always has been, always will be. We make sure you can always listen with your kids in the car. They're really ugly. What she claims Joe Biden did was really, really ugly. But her later claim is actually more damaging than anything else. You see, they're suing the DOJ. She lawyered up and she's suing the DOJ. Why? Because she's alleging that after she came forward, the Federal Bureau of Investigation ran an operation against her. That's evil. But it shows you how the communist works and why he seizes institutions and works his way up the societal supply chain ladder. If you're Joe Biden and a woman is making an accusation against you and you don't like it, in yesteryear, you would have had to have your campaign discredit her. You would have had to have a businessman friend of yours give her a suitcase full of cash. You would have had to do all these other things. But if you can get your sick demonic religion woven into the Federal Bureau of Investigation, now you own the secret state police agency in America. And now, hey, just send the FBI. Remember what happened in New York City? Remember Joe Biden's daughter's diary, Ashley Biden? She leaves her diary behind in a home she was renting. The homeowner gets a hold of it, gets a hold of Project Veritas, says, hey, you really need to read this diary. This has since been confirmed by Ashley Biden, I should note. This is not a rumor. It was a rumor at the time. It's not anymore. It was Ashley Biden's diary. In this diary, she made some horrific accusations against her father and things her father made her do. It was really, really, really bad stuff. Deeply evil stuff. In response to that, the Biden administration, they didn't run campaign ads against his daughter. They didn't lay something out against his daughter. They didn't lay something out against the journalists. The Federal Bureau of Investigation kicked down the door of the journalists who were thinking about publishing it and threw them in handcuffs. That is how they work. They don't worry about convincing you. They worry about seizing the levers of power so they don't have to bother convincing you. They just make you. All right. Let's talk about, well, apparently we're going to document the race of people who get questioned by police now. I'm not making that up. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Do not forget that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours of Friday's show dedicated to you and whatever questions you email in. They don't even have to be political. I don't care what it is. Email your questions in now. Don't wait. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We're going to have a real good time. Now, this story's getting a lot of news today. The NYPD, they're now going to start documenting the race of people questioned. They have to. It's required by law. Now, just stay with me here because we all know where this one's going. Eric Adams, Mayor Eric Adams, opposed it. We'll come back to that in a minute. But NYPD is going to start documenting. Well, we questioned 4 Asians, 6 black guys, 2 white guys today, a couple Puerto Ricans. They're going to start documenting it. Now, why? Where is this going? Well, let's not be naive. You know exactly where this is going. I know where this is going. They're going to make it so black people don't have to be questioned as much by police. They'll make it a racism thing. And this is so some people can get away with crimes and others cannot. You know how that's going to work. I know how that's going to work. That's why they did it. This is so they can throw whitey in a deep, dark hole and let black people off scot-free or gay people or whatever the newest victim of the day happens to be in this society. Let's circle back to this, though. The law was opposed by Mayor Eric Adams. It passed anyway. Remember a while ago when I said this? Because I ran into this 2 days ago, actually. A buddy of mine on the right, we were hanging with one of his friends, but an acquaintance of mine, a Democrat. Probably not somebody you consider a hardcore communist, just a Democrat. And my buddy, who's a New Yorker, he was in a blind rage about a rape that had just happened in New York. He was sickened and he was going off about it. And he eventually gets to the point where he points to his Democrat friend and he says, I told you, even if you don't like Republicans, this is why you have to stop voting for Democrats, because this is what happens. This is the result. Are you ever going to stop? And his buddy looked at him, this very, very moderate Democrat, and said, oh, of course not. That's a one-off incident. No, of course not. He voted for Alvin Bragg in the last election and will vote for him in the next one. That moderate Democrat, is he somehow less responsible? There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat anymore. The deepest, most evil, most insane planks of the modern Democrat Party, they all get passed. The worst laws supported by every Democrat. You can sit and hope and wish that they'll go back to some sort of a sane party, the party of JFK, but that party is gone. Listen to Brian Schwab. He's the AG in DC. If you go out and vote Democrat every time, you're voting for rape and murder.
During the discussion, residents did not hold back, voicing their frustrations.
Am I blaming the system?
Many questioning why kids aren't being held accountable.
We as a city and a community need to be much more focused on prevention and surrounding young people and their families with resources if we want to be safer in the long run. We cannot prosecute and arrest our way out of it.
We cannot prosecute and arrest our way out of it. Now, anti-communists, is he soft on crime? No. That's a word losers use who don't understand the communist. He's not soft on crime. He's pro-crime. He's the Attorney General of Washington, D.C., the DA. He wants people to be raped and murdered. He wants it. He doesn't get upset when someone gets shot or robbed. He wants it. The communist wants these things for the same reason Lenin wanted these things, the same reason Mao wanted these things. These things are done every time the communist is having a revolution. Create instability in a society, create angst, create fear in a society. And what that does is it creates a fertile ground for the communist to have his resolution. The reason it creates the fertile ground for the communist to have his resolution is most voters, I'm talking about Democrats, are too stupid and deluded to make a connection between how they vote and what happens in their city. So 5 years from now, when it's only white people being arrested by the NYPD because no cop wants to have too many black people on his questionnaire for people he's questioned, New York Democrats, some of them, will look around and wonder, how could this happen? This is crazy. Why would they? I don't understand. That's right, Democrat. You don't understand because you're the reason it happened. You cannot go out and vote Democrat every time and divorce yourself from the death, misery, and destruction that is happening all around you because you are the cause of it. You are. You're not supporting Democrats anymore. But my dad, your dad's gone. You're supporting communists. You're supporting the revolution. These people are having a revolution right underneath our nose, and people are not waking up to it. All right. Speaking of which, Lee, you see this?
Just into Fox News now, NYPD making two more arrests, illegal immigrants, and that attack on officers. Those suspects also allegedly stole an officer's cell phone. Well, that'll help them track you down. So a fifth illegal immigrant accused of attacking two New York City police officers over the weekend showed no remorse or regret. He was seen, as you can see, giving his two middle fingers to the cameras moments after being released without bail.
We'll talk about that next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Police in sanctuary cities report significant increase in crime tied to illegals released by Biden. Email. I'm going to get to a bunch of these tonight. Jesse, how do we know that the Biden illegals are not the worst of the worst from their countries? Remember the Cuban Maralitos who were released from prisons and imported into the U.S.? One has to wonder after the NYPD beatdown. He's referring, of course, to the two NYPD cops who got jumped by a bunch of Venezuelans, allegedly in a gang. Venezuelans turned loose right away, no bail, and gave the double middle finger to the camera as they were walking out of jail without bail.
Just into Fox News now, NYPD making two more arrests, illegal immigrants, and that attack on officers. Those suspects also allegedly stole an officer's cell phone. Well, that'll help them track you down. So a fifth illegal immigrant accused of attacking two New York City police officers over the weekend showed no remorse or regret. He was seen, as you can see, giving his two middle fingers to the cameras moments after being released without bail.
You know what hits me a lot in this society? How unafraid the bad guys are. You've heard me rant about this when it comes to Democrats all the time. They'll raid Mar-a-Lago, no fear. They'll do this to Republicans and that to Republicans, no fear. No fear whatsoever of GOP backlash. But it applies to so much in our country. Think about this. You come here illegally. You violate the sovereignty of our nation. We are a sovereign nation. We matter. You violate our immigration laws. You storm into this country. You're hanging with your dirtball buddies. You see a couple cops trying to stop crime. You jump the cops. You spend 15 minutes in jail before you're released without bail. And you feel totally comfortable looking at the camera and raising not one but two middle fingers at it. What does that tell you where we are, about where we are as a nation? The bad people within our nation and outside of our nation are completely unafraid. Completely unafraid. It drives me insane. Absolutely insane how bold the bad people are. And maybe the bad people are bold because these are the people who are supposedly on our side. This is Low T Ken Buck.
Is there anything that will change your mind? Or when you say solid no, you mean solid no.
Yeah, I'm not changing my mind. I have met with Chairman Green from the Homeland Security Committee. I have met with the staff. I have talked to outside constitutional experts. I've talked to former members of Congress about what this would mean for Congress. I believe I have done my due diligence, and I am standing firm at this point on this. If there's some new evidence, I'm happy to look at it, but I don't believe there will be.
I maintain the theory that I've had for the longest time about Ken Buck. You know, I've voiced that theory on the show. It's just a theory. I would be honest if I have inside information. I do not. But I have a theory that Ken Buck is compromised. Hold on. Let me clarify. I don't have a theory that GOP members in the House, that some of them are compromised. That I know. I've had members of Congress tell me that. Members of Congress have gotten bolder about that recently, saying it on camera. Who's that guy? Congressman Burchett recently came out and said on camera, this is how they compromise people. They compromise people. There's a chance that Ken Buck is one of those people. And that is another reason we can't ever make the bad guys afraid, ever. They're not afraid. The illegals aren't afraid. The evil demons at the FBI destroying people's lives are unafraid. Democrat congressmen and senators totally unafraid of any GOP repercussions at all. They know they'll never be arrested, never actually be censured, never be removed from Congress. Remember, we got rid of George Santos of New York over accusations, wasn't even convicted of anything. Ilhan Omar comes out practically the next day and says, yeah, I'm loyal to Somalia. Still sitting there in Congress. Anyway, you know what? Let's get to some emails. I don't even want to get into the bank stuff or anything. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I was a military advisor in Iraq, and my first counterpart was a lieutenant colonel in the Iraqi army. I was young and stupid, and while building rapport with him, I asked through an interpreter what his hobbies were. It didn't translate. I had to clarify, what do you do in your free time? The baffled look on his face will never leave me. He said, I do whatever I must to provide for my family's safety and to feed them. Recreation didn't seem to be in his vocabulary. I learned a lot on that deployment, mostly about how easy my life at home really was. I had hobbies. The American people are soft. Soft people get taken by hard people. It's just the way it goes. He didn't say I could say his name, so I will not. I think about that a lot. I think about how comfortable our lives have become, and it's not our fault that we got comfortable. When your nation gets wealthy, when your nation gets powerful, part of the beauty of that happening to your country is the people themselves will have an elevated standard of living and leisure time. They will have a lot of leisure time. I have leisure time. Even, I mean, you work hard, I'm sure, but you have leisure time, right? You have a show you watch. Maybe you play cards. Maybe you play golf. You hunt, fish. I don't care what you, but you do something. When I talk about the future of the country and I worry about where the country may go, when I talk about, you know, the climate change monsters, these people, when I talk about John Kerry.
It's absolutely critical that we accelerate. I am convinced beyond any doubt that because of the decisions being made in the marketplace now, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, even if I don't want this, obviously, but if you wound up with a different president who was opposed to climate crisis, I got news for you.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, doesn't matter. Part of the reason I rant so hard against all this climate change insanity, against communism itself, is I care about the American people. And I care about the standard of living we have here. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a good thing that you have clean running water less than 15 feet from you right now. That's a good thing. It's a good thing you're 10 minutes from a hospital, if that. That's a good thing. It's a good thing that you have paved roads, relatively safe travel, especially air travel. It's a good thing. The things we have in this country, that we have an elevated standard of living, is good. And overall, why we fight against these people is that's what they're trying to wreck. It was a good email because it's very, very true. Oh, remember we did that little talk last night about, in the opening of the show, about how men are getting, they're isolating themselves and becoming loners, more and more becoming loners. I told you I'm a loner. I have to make myself more and more be in social settings. Got a couple of really good emails on that I'll get to in a moment, including some good suggestions. Before I get to that, I want to make sure we do something even more important than that. I want to address your mattress situation. Listen, they say you're supposed to replace your mattress way too often. What do they tell you? Every 10 years you have to replace your mattress, I think is the number. Normal people can't go out and just drop a G on a mattress every 10 years. People don't have that kind of money. Well, have you looked into the MyPillow mattresses? Do you know there's a huge blowout New Year's sale on them right now? And look, maybe you have, and maybe you're all, Jesse, it's not in the budget. I can't. I've just got to survive. Okay, fine. Get a mattress topper. Have you ever had a mattress topper? Chris, have you ever used a mattress topper before? They're the greatest freaking things ever. They just go, I know you're going to find this shocking, Chris. They go on top of the mattress. You strap, what, Chris? You didn't know that. They strap right there on top of the mattress. And it's like you just purchased a new mattress. MyPillow has sales, huge ones. MyPillow 2.0, flannel sheets. You know my thoughts on those. So much more. Go get some stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. More on that loner talk, and we're going to address this Joe Biden conversation he had with the fallen soldier's family. Golly. All right, well, there's a lot more to get to. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you again, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to Joe Biden's stupid comments to that poor family today, let's do a couple emails. We were talking about being loners. Men are more depressed or more isolated now. Jesse, I heard you describe yourself as a loner. So am I. I can easily stay home and not miss much. I don't like big crowds or long lines, Army and Marine service. I once lived in the boonies of Argentina where my nearest neighbor was about a half mile away. That said, like you, I make an effort to get out and I do it through social ballroom dancing. Yes, I take ballroom dancing classes. Hint, more often than not, there are more women than men. A lot better than trying to talk to a woman at a bar and the dancing ladies like a tall, in-shape, manly man who can lead. How about that, fellas? Never would have occurred to me to go ballroom dancing. I bet I'd be pretty great at it. But that what, Chris? I would be. What does she say when my wife? She says that it's like dancing with a grizzly bear, but I've never done the ballroom thing. I bet I would be good. I can already see the spins and twists and stuff like that. And I'll have a tux on with a bow tie. I could, what, Chris? Whatever. Hey, Jesse, dude, you're on fire today. And your men being isolated talk was spot on me right now. I'm 47, currently separated, living in an apartment. My four kids over every other week. I need to start working out again and put myself out there. I have seriously isolated myself, and it sucks. I'm right there with you, man. I listen and watch your show. Super important for us. I'm a Navy vet and a patriot. Amazed what comes out of your mouth is exactly what I'm thinking. Keep it up. Listen, hey, fellas, I didn't have that talk with you last night. Certainly not to lecture anybody, and I'm glad you didn't take it that way. I'm guilty as charged, and I've been there. Guys, you got to get out of the house, man. You got to get some exercise. I didn't say you got to go be some workout freak. Go for a walk. Got to get some exercise, and you have to interact with people. Go and look, it doesn't have to be dimes. I know women can be annoying. Go find some dudes. Get out. Find some friends. And ladies, this goes for you too. Get off your stupid phone. Put Instagram down and go out with your girlfriends for a night. Go putt-putt golfing or whatever it is that women do. Go enjoy yourself. Jesse, hello, you hot dog buying, sloppy Joe eating savant. Just a point or two. I just switched from my DEI ESG loving cell phone carrier to Pure Talk. Easy peasy. Oh, wow, look at this. From $108 a month to $38 a month. Same coverage. But to my point, I just talked to my beloved daughter who's going to community college, so on and so forth. It's a crazy college. She said, I was worried, but she told me, Dad, don't worry. I know how to play the woke game. Professors expect you to toe the line. What advice would you give to students? Tell the truth for worse grades or play them by using their game of deception? I told her to play the game and deceive. Keep up the fight, my man. Says I can use his name. His name is Donald. One, Donald, props to you for raising a daughter that's savvy enough to withstand that. Two, props to you for saving a pile of friggin' money. You know, I always tell you about how patriotic Pure Talk is. We switched four lines. Me, wife, two kids. Half. We pay half of what we were paying before for the same 5G service. Identical. Pure Talk's on the same 5G service as one of the big guys. Switched. It's 10 minutes talking to an American on the phone. If for no other reason, save like a G a year. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? It's easy. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. You'll speak to an American who speaks English. Switch and save a bunch of money. Now back to this. I've had questions like this before, sometimes pertaining to college, sometimes pertaining to the business world. Hey, do I step up and say what's right? And, you know, forget about the consequences. I'll just get an F. I've got to be bold. Or do I keep my head down, my mouth shut, try to make sure I get my grade, try to get by? I hear this again in the corporate world. Jesse, my HR just sent out, we have to have a big seminar talking about how we all have to go trans.
Why are you gay?
I don't want to go. Do I reply all and tell them to go pound sand? Listen, there's not one answer for every single person. That's the honest truth about this. Because we are now the counterculture, and that can be hard to accept. You're not the culture anymore. I'm not the culture. The America that we love to death, is that culture is gone. We're bringing it back, hopefully. We're going to try to bring it back, but for now, that we have lost that culture. It's gone. These the horrible people took over all of it. So we are now the revolutionaries. The left has seen themselves for decades as the revolutionaries, and that was accurate. They were the revolutionaries because we had the culture, family, values, country, patriotism, God, all those things. That's what the nation was founded upon. Communists hate those things, so they were accurate when they thought of themselves as revolutionaries forever. They were having a revolution against the values of this nation. They won. I didn't say the country was lost, did I? I didn't say all was lost, but they won that revolution. Okay, let's deal with the reality we have. That means now we are the counter-revolutionaries. And there is something about being a counter-revolutionary. That's what we are. There's something about being that is going to be difficult for people on the right to accept. especially because we are the ones with some sort of a moral code. At least you have one. I don't have one, but at least you have one. There are going to be times when deception is necessary. Jesse, that's lying. Jesse, that's not biblical. Open up the Old Testament for me one time, please. They were sending spies into foreign lands. Do you think they had their, I'm an Israeli, we're getting ready to conquer you. Do you think they had a badge like that on? Or do you think they used fake names? Lied about where they were from. Lied about why they were there. When you're in culture combat, sometimes deception is necessary. Now, let me clarify. Oftentimes, boldness is what we need. We need people standing up in the midst of all the darkness and saying, no, this is wrong. That gives other people the courage to come forward and join you. However, there are going to be times now that we are the counterculture. There are going to be times where we have to keep our heads down and our mouths shut. If you are a college student and you have to get a degree to go into the chosen field where you want to go, I've warned you against going to college, sending your children to college, but oftentimes you have to, if that's to pursue what you want to do, oftentimes you have to. Then there are going to be times on our evil college campuses where it probably is smart for you to keep your head down and your mouth shut. In a perfect world, I'd rather you never step onto a college campus where you have to lie or deceive. But life's imperfect. That's easy to sit here and say behind the microphone. All right. Joe Biden's super PAC is probably not something you spend a lot of time thinking about. We probably should talk about it. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.